This is a quick guide about postal voting. Postal voting papers are usually sent out around 2 weeks before an election. You may receive visits from candidates or party workers campaigning in your area around this time. This process is allowed as party workers can campaign for votes. You must come to your own decision about who you want to vote for. Don't feel that you have to vote for a particular party or candidate just because you have been pressurised to do so. If someone encourages you to apply to vote by post so that they can fill your postal vote in for you, you should refuse. It is not allowed for someone else to complete your ballot pack. It is a very serious offence to use someone else's postal vote. If this happens, the police may be involved. You need to put a cross on the ballot paper to indicate which candidate you want to vote for. You should put no other mark on the ballot paper or your vote may not be counted. Also make sure that you sign the security statement with your normal signature, otherwise your vote may not be counted. You should return your postal vote yourself so that you keep your vote secret. Do not give your postal vote back to anyone working on behalf of a political party or candidate.